Travis Hoover, with his wife Lindsay beside him, tells a panel of lawmakers about his family's tragedy.
We lost our little daughter, Annie. She was 6 months old. We actually buried her on her six-month birthday, and she was at an in-home child care center. Well, it's an in-home daycare center that was unregistered.
Unregistered because as an in-home daycare that serves five or fewer kids, it was exempt from all state oversight. Some home daycare providers themselves are backing a bill to require registration for even those smaller home daycares. Kay Strayhorn cares for children in her Urbandale home. She asks, are those unregistered homes meeting safety standards?
We wouldn't know because there's no inspections being done. DHS is not going into those homes.
In the past, Democratic-sponsored bills to improve oversight of home daycares have not seen the light of day in the Republican-controlled House. This year, the Republican chair of the House Commerce Committee, Peter County of West Des Moines, is sponsoring the bill. So what's different this year?
This is the first time that it's been it's been brought to my attention personally.
That's Peter County.
You know, my wife and I have a 20-month-old. It certainly hits home with me, and I think it's something that we should take a look at.
But County cautions the devil's in the details of how to go forward, including how to pay for new inspections. Child care centers in Iowa pay a licensing fee. One of the bill's supporters, Danielle Oswald Thole with the Child and Family Policy Center, cautions against assessing fees on home daycares.
Home providers are some of the lowest paid professionals in the state. Many of them barely make minimum wage.
How would you expect the inspections to be paid for then?
That's Spirit Lake Republican Jeff Smith. The DHS warns they lack the staff for yearly inspections for the home daycares that are already registered. They say in other states, a new registration requirement has led to some daycares closing. The bill to expand registration requirements passed an initial hurdle in the House. A three-member panel signed off, sending the bill to the full Commerce Committee. The bill's manager, Ankeny Republican John Landon, says it's a worthy idea.
And I'd like to have more testimony from the department on DHS on their experience on how they could bring this into fruition. We need to know more about the costs and the working of this.
But the bill's author, Peter County, isn't making any predictions.
I don't know. I can't really predict whether the bill will go forward or not.
And in-home daycare provider Kay Strayhorn makes a financial case for the bill.
By allowing unregistered providers, there's a high likelihood that the state of Iowa is missing out on some income tax revenue. People paying cash under the table.
Strayhorn says it's time to get rid of what she calls a babysitter mentality when it comes to in-home child care. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.